It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Wisconsin birth rates are a window into the state at a given moment in history. We look at where they stand and what they say about our region. First, students from more than half of the University of Wisconsin campuses have filed complaints of sexual harassment or misconduct from teachers that have resulted in formal investigations. The allegations go back as far as 2014 and include hundreds of cases. Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she broke this story. Karen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Judith.
What first drew you to look into this issue?
Well, of course, national attention has been focused intensely in recent months on sexual harassment in the workplace. UW system has some 32,000 employees, and obviously it's an environment where there's a lot of supervisory relationships, and then, of course, there are students who interact with faculty and instructors. So I put in an open records request under the state's public records law to find out how many complaints had been filed that specifically involved teaching, supervisory, and advising staff. In other words, those who are in a position that they could use a power differential. And got those results back in a preliminary format because it takes a while to get the full details, the names, the specifics, because of the legal process. But I was able to get an overview to get a good sense for the breadth of the issue in the UW campus system.
And so how widespread would you say this is in the UW system?
Well, it's hard to say how widespread it is because it's underreported, and that specifically was noted by UW-Madison. If you're someone who wants to keep your name out of it, if you're, say, a graduate student working with a professor and you don't want to identify yourself as complaining about your professor, you might want to remain anonymous. And in order for a formal investigation to be launched, you cannot be anonymous. There has to be due process. Mm-hmm. So it's more common than one would notice from the records that were produced. However, Madison also commented in their response that there was a survey in 2015 that was a real wake-up call for them because about half of the students who responded to the survey said they had been sexually harassed, and 22% of female graduate students identified a faculty member as the person who harassed them.
Karen, can you give us an example or two of specific situations that were reported and then investigated?
They vary widely. A lot of them are cases where there were inappropriate comments made, and perhaps there was a text message that was exchanged or something on Facebook. There were four cases specifically at UW Oshkosh where a faculty member or academic staff supervisor was actually involved in a relationship with a student. In one case, it was an athlete, and the individual as a faculty member actually resigned voluntarily after the relationship ended, and the student alleged that this faculty member sexually harassed them as they were trying to break up with this person. There were also a couple of cases involving athletics. There was one allegation at UW-Green Bay that an instructor had forced students to wear two-piece swimsuits. Now, that allegation was found that there wasn't substantiated evidence that this was a requirement and there was no action taken. But there's quite a variety of different complaints. In some cases, it's an employee who's not a student, but about half of the cases were students alleging that something had happened with someone in an instructional capacity, either a faculty member, a TA, an adjunct instructor.
We're talking with Karen Herzog. She's the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She broke the story of widespread accusations and investigations of sexual harassment and sexual assault throughout the UW system. Karen, which campuses had percentage-wise the highest number of these complaints?
Well, UW-Milwaukee had the most formal investigations from 2014 through 2017. They had 34. UW Oshkosh had 19, which is also a relatively high number for comparing them to, say, like a UW-Madison, which had 7. And UW-Madison was very careful to point out that there are many different channels in which students could report something. They could go to the department head. They could go to college. Only those that are reported to their Title IX officer, to the person who actually does formal investigations, were included in this number. So as I said, it's underreported, and many cases are handled informally. Several other campuses just had, I shouldn't say just, but had a couple of them. UW-River Falls and Eau Claridge had two. Parkside and Superior and Extension each had one. Stevens Point, Platteville, Stout, three complaints. Green Bay, four. So it varies across the board, and again, it depends on whether students were willing to come forward and give their names.
And that was one thing I was going to say, Karen, that a higher number of complaints doesn't necessarily, I'm guessing, mean that there's a higher number of incidents. It may actually mean that the message has gotten out that if this happens to you, we want to know about it.
Exactly. And that's an important part of the message, that the UW system and campuses specifically have really worked to get the message out there that if you have something happen to you, we want to know about it, we want to deal with it. The UW system has a website for explaining, you know, how to go through this process of a formal complaint. That message is definitely out there that if something happens, we want to know about it, and we want to support you and fully investigate it. You can do it informally without your name being used, but then the person involved cannot be disciplined because of the whole due process requirement, but it could be handled informally in a different way.
Well, and speaking of punishment, what's the range of how these investigations have turned out? If, let's say, it is found that the complaint is valid and that the faculty member or academic staff has committed sexual harassment and sexual assault, what has the range of responses by administrations been?
Well, at least half of the formal investigations found that the claims were substantiated. And many times an employee was warned or referred for sexual harassment awareness training. In the case of 10 individuals, there's one that's not real clear, four resigned voluntarily, one including that faculty member who was involved in the relationship with the student at UW Oshkosh and allegedly harassed the student when she tried to break up with him. And then there were six cases where either the employment was discontinued, which I guess that would imply they were fired, or in a couple of cases, they just were not offered another contract. And in these cases, we're talking about instructional staff that would either be an adjunct or a teaching assistant, and they would just not be offered a contract for the next semester.
The University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, as you said, has had a number of sexual harassment complaints, and there was reporting on settlements that happened. What do we know about those settlements?
Well, we know that there were two settlements at Oshkosh. We don't know many of the details, because, again, those details will come at a later time once the process is followed for obtaining employee records. That takes a little while. But the overview that I was given just mentioned that there were no policy violations that occurred in either of these two cases where there was a financial settlement. Both accused a faculty member of sexually harassing an employee. It didn't specify that it was a student. It said that the employee complained to a supervisor. The supervisor fired the employee, and allegedly that was in retaliation for reporting it. But it was unclear whether the complaints involved the same faculty member and employee or what the circumstances were. But again, they did not conclude there were policy violations, but they did agree to a financial settlement whose terms I have not been made privy to at this point.
Karen, earlier you mentioned the campus climate survey a few years ago that was really a wake-up call that showed that feelings of having been sexually harassed were much more common than I think administration realized. Do we know what kind of changes were implemented following that survey, and do we have any idea of the efficacy?
Well, across the UW system, one of the changes that occurred, President Ray Cross, UW system president, in 2014 created a task force, and that task force had representatives from all campuses. One of the things that came out of that was mandatory training for sexual harassment awareness on all campuses. UW-Madison specifically is working on creating a centralized system to track all the cases that would come from maybe colleges or departments, and also clarifying who's a mandatory reporter. If somebody comes to a professor, are they required under Title IX, which is the federal law that protects it's a gender protection so that you avoid a hostile environment, whether they are required to report this. So increasing the numbers of cases that are actually reported and tracked. But there's a whole move afoot to make it to encourage freer flow of information about this type of behavior.
And as we wrap up, Karen, what response have you been seeing to your reporting to this information being brought together in one place from people like System President Ray Cross?
So System President Ray Cross was very adamant that this is something that the UW system will not tolerate, that the campus community should be safe and welcoming places, that there's no room for compromise on that commitment. There's a lot of talk about changing campus cultures, and that's both harassment, sexual harassment, and also sexual assault involving students. This is a topic that wasn't a big topic even 10 years ago, and the awareness is just vastly improved, and I think a lot of people would agree that's a very good thing.
Well, Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us today to talk about sexual harassment cases involving students and teachers at more than half of UW campuses.